Many men in Syria have died in the civil war. Others are imprisoned or exiled. Women left behind must now support their families and rebuild. An education center in the rebel-held province of Idlib is trying to help women take on new roles. It's called Women Now for Development, and we spoke with the center's director, Muzna Al-Jundi. We reached her earlier this week at her home in Idlib. Ms. Al-Jundi, thank you so much for being with us. What do you try to teach women?
In our centers in the towns of Ma'arrat al-Nu'man and Saraqib, we work on helping women on economic and on psychological levels.
What kind of skills do you try and teach, specific jobs?
We have a variety of courses that we provide. For example, with our computer classes, we teach women Photoshop, internet security, English courses with different levels, French and Arabic, and also math. We also have a skill-building program to help women become leaders in our society. So it's a leadership program.
Is it difficult to try and help women take on a new role in their families and society?
Our centers were received very warmly because we were one of very few centers who provided opportunities to women and girls in Syria. Under the Assad regime, it's very difficult for women and girls to get opportunities. So especially among women, our centers were received very warmly. Maybe there is some pushback, but I would say generally we don't have a social problem with that. Especially after the revolution, there is an acceptance to women taking leadership programs in Syria.
What is life like in Idlib now?
Everyone is really worried and anxious. Since we came back home to Ma'arrat al-Nu'man after the ceasefire took effect, we've been really worried. We're waiting for the unknown.
Are you concerned with the Assad regime remaining in power?
Of course I'm concerned. As people who oppose the Assad regime, we will be targeted if this regime took over Idlib or Ma'arrat al-Nu'man, where I live. We will be definitely killed. So, of course, I'm very concerned.
What does the province of Idlib need?
What we want is stability. What we want is stability and peace. We want to live in peace, especially after we fought this long to be free people without the control of the Assad regime. We want our children to go to school without fear. We want to live in our homes rather than living in camps. So that's what everyone needs to see now.
Do you hope your work can change attitudes about women in Syria?
We have operated for the last 5 years, and we have one dream. And our dream is to empower women to make the change that we want to see. This continues to be our dream.
Muzna Al-Jundi, director of the Women Now for Development Center in Idlib province in Syria, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And thank you to our interpreter, Raed Jarar.
Thank you.